This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight, O.J. Simpson, dead at 76, his final days.
Obviously, I'm dealing with some issues.
Plus, never-before-seen interviews, including E.T.'s invite to his wedding with Nicole Brown.
It was the happiest day of my life. It really was.
Then, Bob Saget and the mystery surrounding his death.
This is the story.
His widow shares new details.
So incredibly traumatic.
Plus, Demi Moore on her new TV project with Yellowstone boss Taylor Sheridan.
I really loved what Taylor's been doing.
And E.T.'s backstage with the biggest movie stars of the year. Ariana Grande gets cozy with Wicked co-star and boyfriend Ethan Slater.
Don't be afraid.
And Chris Hemsworth on taking over the Transformers franchise.
My daughter said, "No, Dad, you gotta do it. It's so cool, it's so cool."
Plus, how Halle Berry is tapping into her maternal instinct for her new horror movie.
I would take a bullet for my kids.
And Ryan Reynolds' imaginary friends and the famous faces bringing them to life.
Don't look him in the eye.
Which one?
E.T. starts now.
Yeah, that's gonna grow right back.
O.J. Simpson murder trial was a polarizing moment in pop culture history, and same is true of the reaction to his passing. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight. We go right to Kevin Frazier in Las Vegas, where O.J. spent his final days. Hey, Kev.
Yeah, Nichelle, O.J. passed away after a cancer battle at the age of 76, but he spent so much time here in Las Vegas golfing and living off his NFL pension, which was estimated at $25,000 a month. And while O.J.'s family mourns his loss, his name will always be connected and tarnished by tragedy.
Mr. Simpson, would you please stand and face the jury?
I've done some things I've been proud of as an actor, and I think I'm a competent actor.
As you can see, there are numerous highway patrol vehicles behind O.J. Simpson.
I feel like they have a bullseye on my chest.
O.J. looked frail back in January. He was spotted out in Vegas using a cane to walk. He had reportedly been diagnosed with prostate cancer and was undergoing chemotherapy. But he denied this rumor.
Hospice? Hospice? You talking about hospice? No, I'm not in any hospice. I don't know who put that out there.
Reaction to the 76-year-old's death was swift.
Congratulations.
One-time pal, Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce, tweeted, "Good riddance."
Justice was denied.
His former prosecutor, Marcia Clark, sent condolences to his family.
He should have been in jail for all this time for murdering Ron.
The parents of the late Ron Goldman said, It's not about the killer. It's about the victims.
We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty of the crime of murder.
In 1995, O.J.'s not guilty verdict was watched by an estimated 150 million viewers in the dawning era of court TV, making broadcast trials the new norm.
What was it like being in handcuffs again?
Before the courtroom drama, E.T. spent a lot of time with O.J. behind the scenes in Hollywood.
Relax, Frank, you got plenty of time.
You can come and watch this film, and it's almost, in a sense, mindless humor.
It's funny because I'm just so excited.
The former football great seemed to have it all. He married Nicole Brown in the backyard of his Rockingham estate in 1985.
I think Nicole, my wife, has brought some stability into my life.
I just want to say it was the happiest day of my life. It really was.
We're very proud of OJ. He's finally done it.
We're very happy, and we hope you guys are happy.
In 1992, OJ and Nicole divorced after 7 years together. The following year, she made this terrifying call to 911.
What kind of car is he in?
He's in a white Bronco, but first of all, he broke the back door down to get in.
Okay, just stay on the line.
I don't want to stay on the line. He's going to beat the...
Wait a minute.
In 1994, OJ was accused of murdering Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman. He was briefly on the run.
Hey, it's going to be better tomorrow. Get rid of the gun.
In 2007, another astonishing legal twist.
Las Vegas Metro received a call of an armed robbery at a hotel in West Sahara.
Have faith, OJ.
Finally, people are turning on him.
I stand before you today. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it.
OJ served 9 years in prison. He stayed in Vegas after his release, moving to a gated country club. As for the murders, OJ said it was a topic he never wanted to talk about again.
I have to live with the fact that there are people out there that think I did this horrible thing, which I didn't. I realized that I'm not going to be able to change some opinions ever.
And we're learning more today about another celebrity's passing, Full House star Bob Saget, 2 years after he was found dead from head trauma inside his Florida hotel room.
They agreed to do a wellness check, and at that point I was like just sick to my stomach. And then this was a two-hour process, and it started getting escalating, and like no one's really giving me any information. I was frantic.
On the Blonde Files podcast, Bob's widow, Kelly Rizzo, revealed what happened the morning of January 9th, 2022, while she waited on the phone for details.
They're like, we're sending somebody to like break the door down. And I was like, oh God, like that's horrible. And at this point I'm like, okay, maybe he had a heart attack. Like maybe something happened, but like he's going to be okay. And then they had said, the paramedics are gone, but law enforcement is here. We're demanding. I was like, somebody tell me what's going on. Yeah. And then one of the security guards was like, we're so sorry. Unfortunately, he passed away. And then I just like, I mean, I was like an animal on the floor. I wasn't even like a human for a while.
This is just one of those things that will be a part of me for a while, so.
E.T. spoke with Kelly 9 months later, still wearing her wedding ring. She most recently started dating Clueless star Brecken Meyer. A source tells E.T. they're really happy together, loving and supportive.
There's a lot of emotions with that. There's a lot of guilt. You're like, I'm cheating on him. Am I cheating on him? Just by even thinking about this, like, how could I even think about this? But then I really turned a big corner when I talked to Bob's girls. I got their full-on blessing. Earthly Bob would have been like, how dare you? Heavenly Bob would want me to be happy.
Demi Moore is also opening up, telling our Denny Directo about her inner strength amid ex-Bruce Willis's dementia battle.
What's been the key to getting through the health struggles of your closest family over the years?
You know, I am here tonight with my aunt, who is a breast cancer survivor, and I look at the incredible courage that she held and faced. It was a fearless attitude with faith.
And so that fearless must be infectious too, right? Where everyone kind of has.
She has been a light shower for me in so many ways.
Demi and Wallace Annenberg were honored at the Celeb Studded, an unforgettable evening gala benefiting the Women's Cancer Research Fund. Demi lost her mom to cancer in 1998.
I feel really grateful for the opportunity to be of service in helping to continue to expand the message and awareness.
The actress posed with pals Melanie Griffith and Rita Wilson, who was there with Tom Hanks, and gave up details on her upcoming drama series with Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm from Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. What drew you to Landman?
Oh, I think, first of all, I really loved what Taylor's been doing. And, of course, Billy Bob, John Hamm, Ali Larder. I mean, it's a really amazing cast, and I think a really interesting subculture that we don't know that much about, yeah. And yet all of our lives are affected by oil.
All right, now back to the reason why I'm here in Las Vegas. I'm hosting tonight's CinemaCon Big Screen Achievement Awards, and we will also have lots of exclusive interviews for you. But I gotta tell you, the movie news coming out of Las Vegas is hot like the weather, especially if you're a fan of Wicked.
Don't be afraid.
Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, Jonathan Bailey, Jeff Goldblum, and Michelle Yeoh took to the stage, but where was co-star turned Ariana's boyfriend of nearly a year, Ethan Slater? He stayed covert backstage, but the cast did snap this rare selfie. No word on why Ethan didn't join everyone to promote the film, which hits theaters November 27th, but the two were inseparable afterwards as they left the presentation together. Meanwhile, Twister's co-stars Glenn Powell and Anthony Ramos recreated one of their epic tornado scenes on stage, complete with a flying cow.
Twister's is wild. It is epic.
That remake of the 1996 classic hits theaters July 19th, and backstage, E.T. was exclusive with Halle Berry, who told us her kids, Nala and Maceo, are torn over the new skill she picked up shooting her upcoming horror film, Never Let Go.
You skin a squirrel, I hear.
I know.
Are they going to be impressed with Mom with this?
My son would be wildly, my daughter would be slightly grossed out.
Oh, and Halle also eats a raw frog in the film, which hits theater September 27th. She plays a protective mom of two trapped in the wilderness by a mysterious evil force.
You know, we say as mama bears, I would take a bullet for my kids. This gave me an opportunity to really play that scenario out.
And 2 days after Chris Hemsworth asked E.T. to help him land a role in one of Kevin Costner's upcoming films.
Can you tell him that he has a script in it? He's supposed to direct, but I want to hear him. He's going to put himself in it.
We showed him Kevin's response.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? It didn't work.
Oh, Chris, he's starting something on me.
As long as I'm still young enough to play it, I'll play it. Chris is gonna have to wait his turn.
That was a really nice way of saying, hell no.
It's not yours, son.
Thanks, Kevin. That's a nice, as you say, it's a nice way of saying, bad luck, you're not getting the part.
But it was a yes for Chris to step into the Transformers 1 origin story. He's Optimus Prime. Brian Tyree Henry is Megatron in the Paramount film that hits theaters September 13th.
Are your kids impressed with what you're doing?
So I was actually nervous about coming into the franchise. My daughter said, no, Dad, you got
to
do it.
And I'm going to start sending my scripts to your kids.
They get 10%.
And we're getting more star power thanks to Ryan Reynolds and John Krasinski's new movie, If.
I wanted to do a movie about imaginary friends called If.
Imaginary friend. Got it.
Something that feels a bit like a live-action Pixar film.
Voices to listen for? Spaceman George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, a total thirst trap, Matt Damon's a late bloomer, Ryan's wife Blake is a kitten of the sea, and Amy Schumer's a gummy bear in the film that hits theaters May 17th.
And Mom said too much candy isn't good for your tummy.
And for all you Kevin Costner fans, we've got news. His reported $100 million epic, Horizon, an American Saga, will debut at Cannes.
It is the summer of Kevin Costner and his films.
Horizon, it travels, and the women are very strong in Horizon. In fact, 7 of them are going with me to Cannes. They're just usually not highlighted in Westerns, and the fact that they are, I told all the guys, they're going with me.
Also at the famed film festival kicking off May 14th, Emma Stone's Kinds of Kindness. Yes, Taylor Swift's BFF co-stars with Tay's ex Joe Alwyn in this ensemble film. We'll get some red carpet moments from these two for Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, and we'll see the highly anticipated transformation of Sebastian Stan into a young Donald Trump in The Apprentice.
You're fired.
Still ahead.
You passed out of the water park.
Chrissy Teigen puts John Legend on blast, revealing a family vacation fail.
Miles has teamed up with Ren, and Luna has teamed up with Esty, and now it's all against us.
Then, a Melrose Place reboot? The plan to bring Heather Locklear back to TV.
It'll be fun to play Amanda again.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Listen.
Mom and Dad cleaned up nice for a parents' night out, but at home, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's kiddos are still settling into life as a family of six.
Luna and Miles are very competitive with each other, but they love the babies.
Yeah.
Miles has teamed up with Ren, and Luna has teamed up with Esty, and now it's all against us.
Their adorable family just got back from a dream vacay in Thailand, but not everything was a highlight.
Oh, wait, you passed out at the water park. That was the worst part.
Oh, yeah, I had a little heat stroke.
John had a heat stroke at the water park.
Did that John Legend pass out?
No, it's really not. He's not very famous in Thailand, at least.
That's super.
Well, John's a big deal with City Harvest. He was an honoree at the charity's 2024 gala, also attended by stars like Busy Phillips, Taye Diggs, and Richard Gere. But leave it to Chrissy to always keep her hubby humble.
You beat me to the EGOT, but I'll always be the first one to take home one of these babies.
We love this organization. We love what they do. It's going to help feed people in New York City, and we're happy to help.
And we love those two and their big hearts. Now, to big news for fans of Melrose Mondays.
A return over 30 years in the making.
This war is just the beginning.
The OG stars ready to sign on for a Melrose Place reboot.
All back together.
Then, a Y&R stars cancer battle.
You get to my age, you reflect on your life.
Eric Braden's emotional health update as E.T. hits the set for his TV wedding anniversary.
It was quite a wedding.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
We're in the land of revisits and reboots. Would you guys get together and do something different? Like maybe create different characters with all of you?
Wouldn't that be fun?
I would love to.
We are definitely open to any of that.
Prepare yourselves for catfights and chaos. As CBS announced there's a Melrose Place reboot in the works 30 plus years after the 90s drama first premiered.
It'll be fun to play Amanda again.
OG cast member Heather Locklear will bring the drama as Amanda Woodward once again.
You selfish little worm. Amanda's grown up and she's gone through a lot, and so, you know, I have to figure out where is she now.
Heather's former castmate Daphne Zuniga will also return as Jo, along with Laura Layton, whose character keeps coming back to life after being killed off in both the OG and 2009 revival. As for the storyline, well, we know the former neighbors return to Melrose Place after one of their friends suddenly dies. Drama then follows.
What are they going to do? How are they going to top it?
Rekindled romances are also promised, so maybe Grant Show will pop up. His character hooked up with almost every lady, after all.
When we first saw you on Melrose Place, it was just sexy.
That's like, you know, a whole team of people making me look good.
We also wouldn't be surprised to see Doug Savant, since he and Laura got married after the show. No word on if other cast members like Andrew Shue or Jack Wagner, who once dated Locklear, will appear on the reboot. But we do know it'll be reminiscent of the original, just with a modern twist.
What I do remember was the friendships. That's why it's so fun for us that we get to come back all together.
Y'all, I don't even know if I have officially digested this. It is big, big news. I'm so excited. Okay, now, from Melrose Place to Genoa City and the residents of The Young and the Restless, the number one daytime drama renewed for another 4 years, but there's even better news for beloved daytime vet Eric Braden, a.k.a. Victor Newman. Our Cassie DeLora was on set.
When you heard the words cancer-free, what emotions did you experience?
Good. Next hurdle. And very grateful for very good doctors.
Your eyes look a little teary-eyed.
When you get to my age, you sometimes think about, you know, you reflect on your life. And it's been hard and wonderful in many ways.
Yeah, those are happy tears. Fans may remember the 83-year-old underwent 6 weeks of immunotherapy treatments after being diagnosed with bladder cancer last April.
You know, he's stronger than it is, and he probably told it that every hour.
Fans have been very kind, because without our fans, you and I would not be sitting here. Now, you promised you would have a tequila for me, but you're not having...
You know, I figured we would do the business first and then the party.
I like to boogie.
Well, cue the confetti, because one of daytime's favorite couples, the Newmans, have officially reached icon status. We're exclusive on set as they shot a special milestone episode airing tomorrow on CBS.
We are celebrating the 40th wedding anniversary of the first wedding of
right.
Victor and Nikki. What comes to mind? How heavy was that dress?
30 pounds. As the day wore on, I just was exhausted and I had to lie down. I ended up lying down on the floor.
It was quite a wedding. The rest is a 44-year history.
Coming up, we've got another TV wedding to talk about.
Hey, little girl. In a few minutes, you're going to be legitimate.
You want to smack him, I'll hold the baby.
E.T.'s on-set sneak peek at tonight's Young Sheldon.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to ETOnline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, more high-rolling exclusives from CinemaCon and the star honorees. But we leave you now with a sneak peek at tonight's Young Sheldon. Mandy and Georgie say I do. Good night, everybody.
You and my brother got married and no one invited me.
Sorry, it's kind of a last-minute thing.
It doesn't go as smoothly as we hope, right?
I think they're just excited we're getting married because we already have the child. Again, yeah, it's right, the 90s. Yeah.
Hey, little girl. In a few minutes, you're gonna be legitimate.
You wanna smack him, I'll hold the baby.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.